Welcome to the Kickstart Your Book Sales Podcast with USA Today bestselling authors Russell Nolte and Monica Leonel, where you'll learn how to supercharge your book sales, go aggressively wide, and take your author career to the next level.
Hi, Craig.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
I love your baby sleeping on your man. Mine's too big for that, but that was like my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, as I said, I get real busy when I first get home on a Wednesdays and Fridays.
Oh,
I got
little kids totally. Right now, so. Thanks so much for joining us with everything you've got going on. I know it's crazy, but we really wanted to talk to you. You know.
Yeah, so I have your campaign pulled up, Craig. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? And it must be fresh in your mind because I believe it just finished like a couple of days ago.
Yes, it did. So I've ran, I don't know, about five campaigns before. Like one was like, I don't know, 2016, 2015, a long time ago when I didn't know anything. So that one, you know, didn't do anything. That was a startling one. Before I really got published. And then my ghost probe series, when I ran that one, that was when I started, you know, studying Kickstarter more with Dean Wesley Smith's free course and trying to, you know, understand it as good as I could and studying different Kickstarters. And then I tried to go too fast from there, going straight to an audiobook at a much higher level. And I realized it's better just to go low and then hit those stretch goals instead. Had another little play around with trying to do nonfiction. We don't really talk about nonfiction that much, so I didn't do anything. But then I got back on track with my last two Dragonia books. So you see the second to the top one there, that's Dragonia book four, the fourth of the fifth book in the series. That was successful enough to where I was able to pay for the editing. And this most recent one where I've tried to just keep on, you know, getting better. And in the beginning, I used the Dean Wesley Smith model. And then I read you guys' book and tried to improve it further. And then you guys' you know, 5-day Kickstarter crash course. And then I was just trying to be able to keep on leveling it up. And I was finally able to get into the accelerator. Finances on my end are a bit tight. I'm a single income family, you know, three kids, and and not really that all much of a paying day job, you know. So, but I was able to make it work, get a couple of extra formatting jobs to get it, and you guys really helped me out. What's interesting is when I first came in, I already had some of a Kickstarter background. When I know a lot of people came with no Kickstarter experience at all, so I was trying to start from the beginning, looking through all those videos and everything. And I'm very much a chronological person, so I was trying to start at the beginning and get through all this. But I'm like, this is a lot of stuff I know. I need to keep on going, trying to get to the part that I need to improve. But you guys, you know, saw that, and you guys were able to just, you know, look at my campaign and kind of help me pick it apart and see what I could adjust on the fly.
Yeah. So this is, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, from I think you had like $500 for the last campaign, something like that, to like, this is a 10x pretty much increase in one campaign.
One campaign to the next campaign.
Yeah, from one campaign to the next. Can you just talk a little bit about what did you do differently in this campaign that like helped you like 10x? Like, what were the most impactful things that helped you 10x your thing besides the accelerator, of course? Which
So a couple of things that I'm trying to try to figure out better reward tiers from the past, you know. In the beginning, my reward tiers for my higher level stuff was like, you know, hey, you know, $500, I'll let you get eaten by a dragon, you know, and you know, like no one wanted to eat by a dragon. Maybe I should have said, you know, I'll put your ex being eaten by a dragon. Maybe that would have done better. I don't know. But,
I would pay for that.
Right. So, but what I did on this one is instead I had a $500 level that was like, hey, here's all of my books. You know, I have, a couple trilogies. I have like three sci-fi books. I have two separate fantasy trilogies plus these five Dragonia books. I was like, here, take all of it, including all the ebooks, all the paperbacks, and all the audiobooks, just everything I got of my, you know, my complete collection. And I was actually able to get five people on board with that.
Two
or three were on the original, you know, before I renamed it from, you know, the clever names to the more practical names for understandability. And then a couple more once I renamed it. So it was a total of five people. So five times 500, I mean, that was about half my campaign of just those big super backers. And having a better reward for that $500 level definitely helped this one level up. I think played a good part, as well as having all the different paperback series as add-ons, and then the different levels of just get the first Dragonia book or the most recent one, or all, you know, five of them in paperback. And I even put all five of them in hardback as well, and had a couple people do that. So having more of a better level of the advanced rewards really helped out compared to the last campaign for sure. I believe that played a big part besides cleaning up my story page.
Yeah. I remember one of the things that I said was, I don't understand what worm means, like our hatchling or all of these things. And so you definitely went through, and I look at it now and I'm like, oh yeah, I know exactly what I'm getting. Like,
there's a fifth ebook. Yeah.
Like there's, I want one to five. There it is. Like it makes it so much easier to do, to just see all of this stuff. And I love that you did the all in, because so often people are like, no one's going to spend $500 on my books. And then you're like,
I mean, that's what I thought when I first put it up there. I'm like, I'll put it up there and see. I was like, no one's going to get this. You know, the one person got it. I'm like, oh my gosh, one person's going to get it. And then it's five now. And I'm like,
five people.
I'm just flabbergasted.
That's incredible. Yeah. You know, I didn't realize you had done this, but it looks like you also, because like that was one of the things that Russell said is like, don't, and this is like his general message too, like don't have cutesy names for your tiers. And so you kind of said like, hey, I can't like change my reward tiers at this point. And we said, well, you know, you got 10 more days, like it might still be worth it to like retire. Because like basically you can't change them after someone backs them. Yeah, which is good. Like, you know, you don't want to, like, that's a good thing for Kickstarter to do. So did you, so it seems like you did end up updating them and just retiring the cutesy named ones.
I copied each one that hadn't been backed. I copied it, renamed it, and then I retired the old one.
The old one.
And you can see, like, there's a worm, $25, three backers, and then, like whatever 20-25, like where is it 20-24, like a backer. So like, yeah, there's, I mean, you get a lot more from just making it less being boring. I think like being boring is just, it becomes a better thing. But I also see that all of your stretch goal perks, like look, there's so many dragons in all of these dragons. Like they're all like, you know, it's all like that continuity of like, hey, here are my dragons. Here's the books you get for dragons. And also our stretch goals are you get dragons or like more stuff. The books will be bigger and better.
Yeah. That was another thing I did as the campaign was getting later is I changed up my stretch goals a little bit. Once I saw where it was going and what I could actually obtain, you know, I kind of, you know, had a couple okay stretch goals and a couple outlandish stretch goals. And as I saw where it was going, I made the adjustments and, you know, what could I do for this? So I did go through and edit that to make it easier for the stretch goals.
Yeah, here you go, yeah. Stretch goals.
That's
very
cool.
I know. I always tell people that, like, you know, not to announce your stretch goals too early because you might get some crazy thing. But you had an op thing of, like, you had $2,000 already into the thing beforehand. So, like, you kind of had to already do your stuff. But I like the audio that you were produced. You came just short of this audio, although like maybe it's so close you're going to do it anyway, I don't know, but
I'm working to get everything else done first and seeing where I'm at, and I'm gonna try and get that fifth book. I just won't give it to the backers. I'll just let them know that when it's ready.
Well, I'll tell you that, like, that happened to me. I was gonna write a fifth book and give it to all my backers for free if we did $10,000. We hit $99.35, and so instead they all just had to buy that book, and they all bought it. And so that was like, okay, like they instead of me giving it away for free, they all bought the book, and that was also good.
Yeah. So what are your I know you've talked about a lot of stuff already. What are your plans going forward with Kickstarter? Do you already know like what your next campaign is? How is it fitting into your author career?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just see this is my third successful Kickstarter. The first two, I mean, the first successful one was just over 700. It paid for editing. The last one was just over five, you know, barely paid for editing, almost paid for editing, close enough. And then this one was able to, you know, so I've already enjoyed the platform. I've already done it a couple of times. Just to be able to help afford editing and cover art, to be able to not immediately be in the hole every time. I definitely think I'm going to be doing this on every major launch, and maybe even some of my other ones, just kind of a short launch. Like, I'm working on a book right now for a game company publisher that they're letting me, you know, actually publish it myself. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe just doing like a short 14-15 day Kickstarter, just trying, you know, they're taking care of the cover for them, but that, you know, I have to take care of the editing and stuff. So I'm thinking, you know, I'll do a short launch on that maybe, you know, after I clear it through them. And then my next series, I already have the next preview page up, which there's nothing actually there. I actually got to iron out all the rewards and everything. But I already got the next, you know, follow me page up on Kickstarter for my next fantasy series that I have five covers for. And it's already got over 20 followers. So I'm just... I got to write those books first, but I want to get the follow page up, you know, while Brandon Sanderson was bringing everyone there.
Yeah.
I can see my covers and at least follow it. But yeah, so I'm definitely doing this for each new launch. I do think that it's a great way to start, not in the hole, you know, pay for the editing, pay for the covers, and any sales that you get from there on out are all profit.
What would you say to someone who was hesitant on trying Kickstarter?
Well, I would say that person, have you heard of Craig A. Price? Because no one else has. And yet here I am with $6,000 on Kickstarter my last campaign. I mean, you know, I did not expect to hit anything big. You know, Brandon Sanderson brought a lot of people there. I mean, 42 million and a half or something he left with. You know, someone like Sherilyn Kenyon is doing it now, and she's, you know, going through the roof. She won't touch Brandon Sanderson, but she's already at what, like $200,000 or something. For some of special edition hardcovers for her stuff. These big authors keep on coming. They're going to keep on bringing more and more readers to the platform. And I mean, just be able to pay for that cover art and editing, it's definitely worth it. It's worth, plus I love doing conventions. I love going to book signing books, talking to readers. This is a very similar experience, just, you know, behind the screen. And it's a lot of fun for me to be able to talk to the readers and sign books and mail them out.
Yeah, that is a really fun part. I really enjoy that part too, of just like signing and mailing. I didn't think I would, but it was really fun.
I got to share this because I love Sherilyn Kenyon. I was supposed to be on a show. So like $800,000 she's done so far in 3 days.
Sorry.
She's been live. So there you go. Will White did one. Now Sherilyn Kenyon's doing one. So like, I agree. It's like each of these ones validates that the platform is worth, is worth going to.
Yeah, and the best part about these big authors coming that a lot of people don't think about is, you know, I see some authors, you know, crying out about, you know, they're taking readers away, and they're only there for 30 days.
Right.
They're bringing readers. They're there for 30 days and then they're gone.
You're not even competing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Cause like, look, there's like 10 to 15 fiction books on Kickstarter at any time. Like you're not competing with very many people. And everything has an end date because it's only like the most you can be is 60 days. So
yeah. Well, and like I like
when people are on Kickstarter backing one project, they're going to back more than one project.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to back all 15, but they're going to be looking at all of them.
And like you have Sherilyn Kenyon, and like you go on Amazon and you're competing against all of Sherilyn Kenyon. I'll definitely pick competing against four. If I have to compete with somebody, which I don't think it's a competition, but like I will compete with four Sherilyn Kenyon books over 40 Sherilyn Kenyon books plus Brandon Sanderson books plus Stephen King books, which is what Amazon is. Like, you know, even if every top tier author was on Kickstarter in 1 month, like they are only probably doing one book at a time instead of the rest of their entire catalog, which is
it's true.
You know, just what you're competing with every day. And we haven't talked about this. I'm shocked we haven't talked about this all month. But like, one of the things that Kickstarter allows you to do is pull yourself out of that competition with all of the other authors, you know, the other 3,000 books they're launching, and all, and not only that, but the other 5 million books that are on Kickstarter, on Amazon right now. And you're able to, one of the things that I think is very reminiscent of shows and Kickstarter is like, you are in this kind of ecosystem where like only the other, you're only competing with the other things that are inside that ecosystem, as opposed to like everything. Like, even if the star of Arrow is signing autographs, like there's people that are not there. Like, this, most of humanity is not there. And in the same way, most authors are not on Kickstarter at the same time. So, right. I mean, frankly, I would love to see 150 campaigns launching at any one time in the fiction category, mm-hmm. because like, I know what happens in comics, and like everyone is like cross promoting each other, and it like helps everyone. So I'm with you, and I'm excited because I'm going to get off this and go buy some Cheryl and Kenyon books now.
Cool. That people don't think about just the level of support on Kickstarter, or like the person that comes to Kickstarter for a book, they're the person who wants that kind of close relationship interaction with the author, whether it's a signed book or to be able to get the ebook or audiobook personally from the author. It's the same kind of people that come to conventions, which is why I compare the two a lot. I think that they're very similar. But the other main difference is that I've seen is the amount per pledge on average. I mean, you're talking about a reader going to buy your entire collection from Amazon. I mean, 5 books, same my ebooks, $3.99 a piece. I mean, what am I actually getting? I'm not getting 70% from Amazon, because Amazon doesn't actually give 70% to people. They give 70% minus whatever the cost is to download the book. So I'm getting, depending on the size of my files, 50 to 70% profit. With Kickstarter, my average pledge per backer was over $80, because I had 5 of those $500, you know, orders. So the average was $80 a person. And that's a pretty incredible number when you think about the average per person you get from Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Okay. So like, you got a sleeping baby. I see it dancing up, trying to come back. And so before we let you get out of here, I wanted to see like, what would you say to somebody who was hesitant on the fence about joining the accelerator?
There's a lot of information in there, and you know, it can be overwhelming. I know when I first stepped in, and you guys are still, you know, getting everything organized. You guys are starting to get it in the
teachable.
You're starting to get it teachable now, to where it's a little bit easier to look at. But the value is definitely there. I went, you know, I struggle with how much money I make with my family and everything. So, you know, it was a little harder for me to join last minute, right before the deadline, you know, but, I mean, I've made back every penny I was able to you know, save for that. You know, not yet next couple, but whenever Kickstarter pays me, it's back. But I mean, I doubled my campaign from $2,000 to almost $6,000. Just, you know, by making the adjustments and tweaks, and that was not everything. You know, I had a live campaign. I had only 10 days left, 12 to 10 days left. And, you know, I adjusted what I could. You guys picked apart my campaign a little bit. I adjusted a little bit more. And this next campaign is going to do even better, because I'm going to be able to get all that stuff in fully absorbed before I make it live. So it's definitely worth the investment.
Awesome.
And, you know, authors are all big about ROI. I think Kickstarter is one of the best ROIs, just by the simple fact, like I was saying, per backer, $80 compared to per reader on Amazon, that you might get, depending on how big of a series you have, anywhere from $5 to $20 a person. You know, it's a huge difference.
Absolutely. Monica, do you have any final thoughts or final questions for Craig?
I just want to thank you for coming. I know you got your sweet sleeping baby, but and also thank you for sharing what you did. I agree, your next campaign is gonna blow this one out of the water, basically. With all the, you know, resources and stuff, and all the experience you have as well. So thanks for coming, and thanks for making this work.
Thanks so much. It's great to see you, and I look forward to seeing you inside the group.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you all so much for having me. Thank you for the support and everything.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you so much for hanging out with Monica and Russell on the Kickstart Your Book Sales podcast. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to visit kickstartyourbooksales.com/free to download our best resources to help supercharge your author career and take it to the next level starting today.